Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Good evening, Chiefs fans. Brendan Howe here with you. Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We are getting set for game three of our series, South Bend Cubs and the Chiefs. All Cubs Cardinals rivalry coming at you once more here tonight. South Bend enters with a record of 47-36. They are 13-4 now in the second half of the 2022 season. They are in sole possession of first place in the Midwest League's Western Division. As for our Chiefs, they are 33-50, 5-12 in the second half. After the loss last night, that pushed them down to a season-worst 17 games under 500. Let's go by the numbers here as we break into our pregame show this evening. The current losing streak for the Chiefs now sits at 4 games after dropping one last night by a final of 11-1. We'll get to just how that went down in a moment. 33-50, you know that's the record. That is a season worst mark under the 500 plateau. The home record dropped from 20-23 to 20-24 after last night, and the Chiefs are now 3-30 on the year when they allow 6 or more runs in a game. We talked last night about the eye-popping stat that the Chiefs were 1-36 when they trailed entering the eighth inning in any ball game this year. Their one win was a come-from-behind effort in South Bend against these Cubs. They scored 6 runs late in that contest. That was their one win. They have not won a game like that since. And after the loss last night, that stat has now become 1-37. So last time out for the South Bend Cubs, it was one they'd like to remember. Not so much for the Chiefs. The Cubs put up 11 runs on 17 hits. They last night a 6th spot in the first inning, and they did not look back. Edgar Manzo took the loss. Cole Franklin picked up the win in that ball game, and Edgar Manzo, who had been very good in his previous start before last night, carrying a no-hitter into the 7th, he did not have the same success last night. The Chiefs will hope to get a bounce back here this evening in game 3 of the series to try and gain some momentum against the Cubs, who are now 13-1 against the Peoria Chiefs this season. They have dominated the season series as well as this one here at Dozier Park. This is the 3rd and final meeting, by the way, this season between the two teams. After this series wraps up on Sunday, the two rivals will not again see each other for the rest of the 2022 regular season. And there were a couple of bright spots offensively last night for the Chiefs individually. Jacob Buschberger, he collected 3 hits. That was his 6th such game of the year in which he had a multi-hit game, 3 or more. 16th overall this year where he had multi-hits. So that is good for 2nd most on the Chiefs in that department. As the 24-year-old who battled injuries for a little bit of this year, right? Buschberger landed on the IL twice. He battled a hamstring injury. And in July, Buschberger has returned and reached base in 9 of 11 games and owns a .409 on base percentage this month. That's top 3 on the squad in July. Granted, some of those are a small sample size, but for Buschberger, he is certainly glad to be back in the lineup and helping produce for this Peoria team. As for the Cubs, we highlight their number 3 prospect in the organization. They know him as PCA in South Bend, Pete Crow Armstrong. He will be headed to the Futures game. We'll touch upon that a little bit later on tonight, but he will be making his last appearance this week at Dozier Park tonight. He's been a thorn in the side of Peoria in the first couple of games of the week, so he is definitely someone to watch as well. We will hit a break, and when we return, we have pitching matchups, lineups, and more storylines to come, as well as some scores from around the Cardinals organization and the Midwest League. We will return in just a moment here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Weekend is fun. With family movie night at home, well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
The pregame show rolls along here from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Game three of our series between the Chiefs and the Cubs getting set to go just moments away from Dozer Park. Let's take a look at our pitching matchup here tonight. It is Austin Love, who is on the mound for the Chiefs. He's been very, very good in his last couple of outings in an effort to turn around his season. And Love has been electric through his first couple of appearances in July. He's logged seven innings in back-to-back appearances. He's scattered just one earned run. That's good for a .64. And last time out, just two hits over seven innings over Beloit. He struck out seven in that outing, and he will look to continue his momentum here tonight. As for the Cubs, it's someone that the Chiefs know pretty well by this point in the season. It's DJ Hurz. The numbers for Hurz against the Chiefs this year, they are sparkling. 10 innings, no runs, 9 walks, 16 strikeouts. The control has been a bit of an issue at times, but it obviously hasn't come back to bite him just yet because of that zero in the runs column, and he's given up just 5 hits in the process. He's been virtually untouchable, at least on the scoreboard, against this Peoria lineup. And speaking of the Peoria lineup, let's meet that lineup, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, they're outrageously dependable. Peoria's record, 33-50, coming into action tonight. Todd Lott leads it off out in right field. Brady Whalen, the left-handed swinging DH, bats second. Jacob Buschberger at the hot corner at third. He moves from second to third in the third game of this series, and he's batting third. L.J. Jones behind him in the cleanup slot at first. Francisco Hernandez at second base bats fifth. Tyler Reichenborn in left field bats sixth. Wade Stoss in the seventh spot doing the catching tonight. Ramon Mendoza at shortstop hits eighth. And Tommy Jew, the center fielder, will round out the nine with Austin Love on the mound for our Chiefs. For the visitors, South Bend, 47-36 after their win last night. Now 11 games over the 500 plateau. Pete Crow Armstrong making his last appearance this week at Dozer Park. He's in center field leading it off for the Cubs. Fabian Pertuz at shortstop hits second. Yohendrick Piñango, the left fielder, hits third. Owen Casey in the cleanup spot in right. Jake Washer, the DH, hits fifth. Luis Verdugo, the third baseman, bats sixth. Papo Aliendo, once again, behind the plate doing the catching tonight. Caleb Knight, a new entry into the lineup, making his series debut, is at first hitting eighth. And Scott McKeon, who made a defensive appearance last night in the ballgame, rounds out the nine at second base with DJ Hurz on the bump. Let's take a look at some scores from around the Cardinals organization from a night ago. Palm Beach picked up the slimmest of victories over Lakeland, 1-0. Springfield, 3-1 victors over Tulsa. Memphis grabbed a 3-2 win in Nashville. And the big club, they fell 7-6 last night. They blew a large lead as the Dodgers, who are the National League's top team record-wise, came back and grabbed a win at Busch Stadium last night. The Chiefs were the only team in the farm system to not pick up a win last night. They'll look to change that here in Game 3 of the series tonight against the Cubs, which is just moments away. Cody Schindler will be with you on the other side of the break. It's Chiefs and Cubs. Don't go anywhere. Cubs-Cardinals rivalry here at Dozer Park on this fine Thursday evening. Stay with us. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Jump on.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Mobile banking, and I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Just moments away from baseball game number three of our series between our Peoria Chiefs, 33-50 on the year, 5-12 in the second half, taking on the 47-36 South Bend Cubs.
They are 13-4 on the year. Austin Love, the right-hander, on the bump for our Chiefs, 5-7 with a 6-1-0. How about an 0-6-4 ERA in the month of July? He's allowed one earned over 14 innings of work. Here's the Cubs lineup he will face one more time, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Check them out on Brandywine Drive in Peoria. Crow Armstrong, Pertuz, and Pinyongo at the top. Casey Washer, Verdugo in the middle. Aliendo, Knight, and McKeon round things out. Right on time tonight, 6:35. The first pitch in for a strike. It's 0-1 as Love gets ahead of the dangerous Crow Armstrong. 269 the batting average. Four homers at the high A level. 0-1, a swing and a foul back over our heads. It's nothing and two. Chiefs looking to snap a four-game losing streak. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike three, but it skips by Staus and to the backstop. Even when he gets on base, is a K for Austin Love. He gets credited with the strikeout, but Crew Armstrong able to reach as the ball caromed away. He's a speedster over there. He could be on the move. Fabian Pertuz, the shortstop, steps in. We'll give you the Chiefs defense here in just a moment. First pitch to Pertuz is fouled away. That gives us an opportunity to talk about the Peoria alignment. Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott, left, center, and right. Bushberger, Mendoza, Hernandez, and Jones from third to first on the infield. Love and Staus, the battery. Here's a swing and a miss on the ball in the dirt. Crow Armstrong takes off, and he's in safely at second. Already in scoring position with nobody out. I feel like we need to get this in while we have an opportunity. Prior to action tonight, this series has been tied for 9 pitches. Two taps foul to the third base dugout. 9 pitches. On the third pitch of Tuesday's game, Crow Armstrong hit a leadoff homer. On the 6th pitch of last night's game, he came home on a Fabian Pertuz single. Love way ahead, the 0-2, up and in. 1-2, the count on Pertuz. Chiefs wearing their alternate baby blue tops this evening. Red script across the chest, red numbers on their backs. Home white pants. Armstrong dancing off a second. The pitch is fouled at the plate. Staus got a piece of it, but couldn't squeeze it. Still 1-2. Beautiful night for baseball. Some wispy white clouds in the vicinity. Otherwise, nothing but blue skies. For Armstrong, a modest lead off a second. Now Pertuz lines one to right field. It's down for a hit. The Cubs will score in the first inning. Yet again, RBI single for Pertuz. Crow Armstrong, 1-0, South Bend. These guys are relentless, man. So the trend continues. 3 pitches to take the lead on Tuesday, 6 pitches on Wednesday, 9 pitches here tonight. First pitch to Pinyongo, lined over a leaping Hernandez and in the right. Second knock. First and second with nobody out for Owen Casey. Casey, a left-handed batter. All of a sudden, he's got the batting average up to 276. First pitch way high for a ball, 1-0. Casey just turned 20 years old. We saw him in May. It was my first look at him. I think a first glimpse for many of our guys. And he looked overmatched. Well, pitch was low. Got off to a slow start. Had some swing and miss in this game, but he picked it up around the end of May. Rolled through June, and has had some success here in July. He homered on Tuesday. Love trying to bow his neck and get out of some early trouble. Already 1-0 Cubs. The 2-0 pitch is a strike called on the inside edge. Jared Molman calls balls and strikes this evening. Clyburn Rondon, our base umpire. Like that pair has been very good this week. Love rests the glove belly button high. His 2-1 serve misses down and away. 3 balls and a strike on Casey. Baby blue tops. The Cubs wearing their traditional road grays this evening. 3-1 home. It misses inside for ball four. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Comes Jake Washer now. He's very dangerous in his own right. And this is interesting. Edwin Moreno, the pitching coach, not out to have a word. It's actually Chiefs manager Patrick Anderson. And while he ventures to the mound, Nathaniel Heredia, the big tall left-hander, ventures to the Peoria bullpen. The night started out promising for Austin Love. A 3-pitch strikeout of Pete Crow Armstrong. However, on the slider in the dirt, it skipped away from the catcher Staus, which allowed Crow Armstrong to reach at first, then a pair of singles and a walk. Got the Cubs in business. Bases loaded, nobody out for Washer as the meeting has dispersed. Love could use a ground ball here, certainly. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Washer chased a high one. Count 0-1. Wind again blowing in. It's been a trend recent nights. The 0-1 pitch, Washer fouls it back. Nothing in two. Feels like Chiefs pitching, for the most part, has been able to get these Cubs batters to 2 strikes. They just haven't been able to find that put-away pitch. Love could use a K. It's another swing and a foul back. It remains nothing and two. Mentioned the Chiefs on a 4-game losing skid. They are also on a 7 South Bend squad. Love to snap that streak as well. Here's a wave and a miss for strike 3. Love beat him in the zone with 95 mile per hour cheddar. A big first out. Here comes the third baseman Verdugo. Verdugo, 284 his batting average. South Bend team, they do lead the league in team batting average at 258. First pitch from Love, misses down and in, ball one. Love peers in, he has his sign from Staus. Sets up away, the 1-0. Just missed outside, 2 balls and no strikes. There are some Cub fans in attendance tonight, but plenty of Cardinals red as Verdugo chased a high one. Could have been 3-0. Instead, it's 2-1. Love is a strikeout pitcher. Entering action tonight, pretty impressive numbers. 83 punchouts over 76 innings. It's 2-1 pitch in the dirt. Staus able to smother that one. It's 3-1. By the way, we mentioned plenty of Cardinals red here tonight. How about a Chris Carpenter jersey? He was an ace, wasn't he? I haven't seen his number 29 in a while. 3-1 to Verdugo. A swing and a foul back. The count filled to the brim. 3-2. This will be the 25th pitch of the inning for Love. He's been all around the strike zone. Now the payoff delivery. It's popped up. Foul ground right side. This will land amongst the people. One nothing South Bend. First four men in the inning reached. For Jake Washer punched out. Now Austin Love trying to punch back. Another 3-2. Just swinging a slow tapper towards short. Going to be a tough play. Mendoza gloves. His only play is at first, and he beats Verdugo to the bag. But it's a productive out. An RBI ground out makes it 2-0 South Bend. Now Aliendo to the dish. For keeping score at home, Cubs have now outscored the Chiefs 9-0 in the first inning in this series. Love now works from the wind. His first pitch up and in. A little chin music on Aliendo. One ball and no strikes. The count. Right-hander is a very quick worker. His next delivery, that one taken upstairs. 2-0. Daniel Heredia begins to throw, although not moving with a ton of pace at the moment. Two balls, no strikes. Love to the dish. Aliendo grounds one towards the hole on the left side. Backhanded Mendoza. Long throw to first, and Jones couldn't pick it. They're going to score two. Pinyango scored from third. Casey never stopped running from second. And it's now 4-0 South Bend. Now Knight the batter. Four nothing South Bend. Breaking ball low and in. Ball one. Well, from the stretch, now a pick towards first. Aliendo back. There's not a whole lot of easy outs in this lineup. Want to know the count? The next pitch, Knight chops one towards third. Bushberger grabs it, has time, throws chest high to first to end the inning, but the damage done yet again. A four-run first for South Bend. DJ Hurst, who is not allowed to run against us this season, takes the bump when we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
He's 1-2, the 2-3-0. He's ready to go. First pitch misses down and in, ball one to Todd Lott. Lott will be followed by Whalen and Buschberger here in the first. Rest of the Chiefs order will give to you following the 1-0 from Herbs, which is a called strike to even the count at one. Jones, Hernandez, Reichenborn, 4, 5, and 6. Stauss, Mendoza, and Jew rounded out for our Chiefs. From the wine, the 1-1. Lott skies the ball to right center. Casey to his right. He'll give way to Crow Armstrong, which is probably a pretty safe call. Puts it away. One out. South Bend defensively. You already know the outfield, or at least two-thirds of it. It's Pinyanco at left. Crow Armstrong and Casey at center and right. Verdugo, Pertuz, McKeon, and Knight from left to right on the infield. Spurs pumps in strike one to get ahead of Whalen. Pablo Aliendo does the catching for DJ Herbs. Now the 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Herbs works from the extreme first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 delivery. Whalen, a line shot rocket foul onto the berm. Count 1-2. You watch his left-handed throwing teammate on Tuesday, Jordan Wicks, who was pretty good for them, 10 strikeouts, a career high. He worked more from the third base side of the rubber. Of course, you can move freely, but I think that was a recent change for hers, talking with their breaking ball to Whalen, missed low, 2-2. Brennan King, Max Thoma, voices of the South Bend Cubs. 2-2 pitch. Whalen flails and misses for strike three. Aliendo throws down to first. Out recorded, two away. That'll be a tough matchup for Whalen, who was a switch batter up until this season. It's a lane-changing breaking pitch that got Whalen to punch out. Two away. Here's Buschberger hovering right around the 300 mark. He takes a heater for a strike. It's 0-1. A pair of homers for Buschberger, 28 RBIs. What's so impressive about Jacob, he awaits the one strike pitch, which is again in there. It's nothing and two. He's had two or three stints on the injured list this year. He has really battled his body, but yet 16 multi-hit games as he nearly got plunked with the 0-2. One ball and two strikes. He has a .409 on base percentage in the month of July. He just keeps coming back and is so consistent. 1-2 serve. He taps it foul towards the Cubs on deck circle. Maines 1-2. Buschberger back at third this evening. His more natural position. He can move around, though. He can play some second, play some first. He gets some corner outfield in a pinch. Hers, the 1-2. Brinker down and in. Buschberger checked his swing. Two balls and two strikes. For Hers, it's a three-pitch mix, at least at this stage in his career. Fastball, curve, and change. Seen plenty of the Uncle Charlie in the early going. Punched out Whalen with that pitch. Now the 2-2 delivery. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Pertuz gloves. Throws head high to first to end the frame. Three up, three down go the Chiefs. We're off to the second. 4-0 South Bend.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Austin Love back to work here in the second. 4-0 South Bend lead. Number 9 batter Scott McKeon leads it off. He takes high for ball one. 4 runs on 3 hits in the opening inning for South Bend. 1-0 swing and a foul back to even the count. And there was definitely a little buzz coming into this game, right? Is anybody in the Midwest League for the last couple of weeks? 1-1 delivery as a slider strike. Make it 1-2. But he, too, has struggled with the first inning buzzsaw that is the South Bend offense. He grazed McKeon with a 1-2 pitch. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Love from the wind. Here he comes. It's a swing and a foul back. McKeon off the end of the bat. 2-2. Folks still filing in here, Dozer Park. It's Thursday evening. We'll give you our game time temperature in a moment. Love misses wide with a breaker. Perhaps it's changed. 88 miles per hour. Now full 3-2. Love looking to keep the leadoff man off base, and his pitch ran inside and hit McKeon. Thought it may have hit the knob, but home plate umpire Barrett Molman said it got McKeon on the hand. So leadoff man does reach here in the second. And that brings Crow Armstrong back to the plate. The center fielder known as PCA, he punched out on 3 pitches. Here he offers at the first pitch a slow tapper towards second. Hernandez gloves and underhands to first. One away. Keane is second on the play. Even in a strikeout, he was able to reach base. Ball in the dirt that caromed away allowed him to reach first, and he ultimately scored the first run for the third straight night. One on one out. Here's Pertuz, South Bend shortstop. He's been pretty much an everyday player following the injury to Ed Howard. First pitch missed for a ball, 1-0. Howard was their first round pick in 2020. This was a team that they are loaded with prospects, 10 of the Cubs' top 30 on the active roster. As Pertuz fouls one back, it's 1-1. But despite that, no team, according to Baseball America, has more top 100 prospects than our Cardinals. 7 of them. How many can you name? I bet you could knock out all 7 pretty easily. One pitch misses down and in, 2 balls and a strike. Cardinals farm system that is loaded at the top. Of course, Jordan Walker, the 8th-ranked prospect, and I think you could even argue that's a touch low. The Libertor still qualifies for prospect status. He's number 36. 2-1 pitch misses again low. 3 balls and a strike on Pertuz. Mason Wynn, he is jolting up prospect rankings with his performance in 2022. 67th in these rankings per Baseball America. Alec Burleson getting some love, 75th. Coming up for 4th in the Cardinal system. Here's a line drive base hit into left center. Reichenborn slides to cut it off. will hold Pertuz to a single, but McKeon scores on the play. It's now 5-0. Pertuz, two at bats, two singles, two RBIs. Here comes Piñango now to finish the thought on the Cardinals' top prospects, Gordon Graceffo, who started the year here. He's 76. On Herrera, 90th. Tink Hentz, youngster at 95. Pickoff throw just to check. Tink Hentz, a guy, look, we don't want to play GM. We don't want to jump the gun, but he is someone we will see at some point in the near future. He is very talented at some A-plus stuff. Fastball curveball combo that he features. Whew. Nothing easy about that. Now the first pitch to Piñango. Misses low for a ball. 1-0. From the stretch, his next pitch is skied to left and deep. Reichenborn going back, looking up. It's foul as it bangs just to the left of the foul pole. It's a long strike for Piñango. Betcher at game time temperature, by the way. It is 83 degrees. The moment. Time temperature brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. But in the Standard and Comfort since 1939. I should say that was our temperature at first pitch. My phone still tells me that it is 83, so we didn't lie to you. We would never willingly do that as Piñango grounds one sharply in the center, a base hit. Pertuz sinking first to third, might be a play. Ju comes up throwing, it's late. At the corners now for Casey. This is a talented club we're playing, right? But at this point, you just have your number. Casey, a swing and a foul back. He was trying to touch them all with a big hearty hack like that one. Count nothing and one. Maybe a mental thing, right? It's a South Bend team that is 13-1 against us this season. There's a swing and a one hopper to second. This should end the inning. Flip to second, one over to first. It is indeed a double play. So Love works out of some trouble and allows just the one run. We're off to the bottom of the second. Now 5-0. Favor South Bend. Peoria Chiefs streaming up.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
In we go in the bottom of the second, and a away we go indeed. LJ Jones, a long home run. His seventh back from break in the nick of time for LJ Jones to leave the yard. That ball got out in a hurry. And it's now 5-1 in favor of South Bend.
Now batting the second base, number 3, Francisco Hernandez.
106 off the bat. LJ Jones, my goodness, just what the Chiefs needed. Now a 5-1 game. Here's Francisco Hernandez, who takes inside for ball one. Hers of the 5-run lead. Thought he could just pump in a fastball strike and hold the phone. Only waving a miss by Hernandez to count 1-1. Hers still working with pace. His next pitch took something off. Change piece. Missed low, 2-1. Here's the next one to Hernandez. Loop foul and out of play right side. It's 1-2. Hers has his sign. The next pitch to Hernandez, a swing and a foul back. 5-5-0 for South Bend. 1-1-0 for our Chiefs. Play here in the bottom of the second inning. Hers from the line. The next pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Hernandez punches out one away.
Now batting is the left fielder, number 29.
Those are the perils of the pitch clock, right? And Tyler Reichenborn steps in. We've got a run our commercials, get our sponsorships in there. Where it takes wide for ball one. But these pitchers move so quickly now at the pitch call. 1-0 pitch inside, 2-0. Hitter's count for Reichenborn. Hers deals, misses wide. 3 balls and no strikes. By the way, the home run derby field is set. See that? Reichenborn taking all the way. He takes a heater. Strike call to make it 3-1. Here's the next delivery. Reichenborn lifts one in the air. Center field. Crow Armstrong drifting back. He makes a catch just shy of the track. 2 down. Here's Staus now. The matchups, by the way, set as well. Kyle Schwarber against Cardinals legend, Chiefs legend, Albert Pujols. Pete Alonso against Ronald Acuna Jr. in a lease battle. That should be fun. Staus takes inside for ball one. Corey Seager against Julio Rodriguez. Curveball. Floats in for a strike. It's 1-1 on the Chiefs catcher. And then Juan Soto against Jose Ramirez. There's some big names and some big boppers. This year's home run derby set to take place on Monday from Dodger Stadium. Staus a late swing and a foul left side to make it 1-2. Hers looking to rebound quickly after that leadoff homer. 1-2 pitch. Staus went around. Chased a bad one. And that ends the inning. 3 Ks through 2 for DJ Hers, but we touch him up for a solo homer. See if the Chiefs can just hang around tonight. We're off to the third, 5-1, South Bend. Peoria Chiefs streaming up.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work going. So are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Cody Schindler back with you as we get ready to go in the third. Jake Washer set to lead things off, and he fouls the first pitch off of catcher Staus. He needs a moment. Washer DH tonight, but he's a catcher by trade. He knows all about those foul nicks that you may take. Say it all the time. It's an occupational hazard back there. Love's 0-1. Washer checks his swing. He went around on the appeal. Iburn Rondon down there. He's on the bases this evening. Two strikes on Washer. Love home. Swing and a miss. Three pitches. See you later. Washer's punched out twice tonight. For Love, that's now three Ks. Here's Verdugo now. Third baseman Buschberger playing even with the bag. In case of a sneak attack bunt. This pitch missed low for ball one. 5-1 the score. South Bend scored four in the first if you're just joining us. Sent eight to the plate. 1-0 slider stayed high. Move it to 2-0 on Verdugo. Hitters count. Here's the next one from the Chiefs right-hander, and it's fouled straight back, 2-1. Infield shaded towards the left side. The 2-1 from Love, and it's again fouled off the catcher Staus. What's the old adage? Bad things come in three. So he's been hit by two foul balls. You can expect one more. I should say foul tips, right? Foul tips at the plate. Regardless, whatever you want to call it, it stings. 2-2 the count. Love from the wind. Here he comes. Upstairs, and we're full. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch looms. Here it comes. It's driven in the air, right center field. Going back and making the catch is Jew. Two down. Two away now. Here's Aliendo, the catcher. First pitch from Love. In the dirt. We'll get a new baseball. Count 1-0. Yeah, I'd love to know how's the ball back. 1-0 pitch, Aliendo. A foul tip into the mid of Staus. 1-1. Would that bother you as a catcher? It's like, hey, man, that's my job. Aliendo, wave and a miss. One after a high one, it's 1-2. Love turns and deals. Swing and a miss. Inning over. Two punch outs in the inning. The Cubs do not score. First zero of the night for Austin Love. He's trying to settle in here in these middle innings. 5-1 Cubs as we go to the bottom of the third. We'll have a special guest on the other side of this break. Keep it here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
In the bottom of the third, Ramon Mendoza takes wide for ball one. And joining us here in the booth, this is pretty cool, Mark Wagner, who joined us through our Chiefsmas offering. Mendoza takes a strike. It's 1-1. So Mark here with us for the bottom of the third and the top of the fourth. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. As Mendoza takes wide, it's 2-1. So we're going to chat a little baseball here in the bottom of the third. And Mark's going to try his play-by-play chops in the fourth, I think, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Mendoza swinging a miss. It's 2-2. Do you want to get into play-by-play, or what made you want to pop
in on this? Yeah, it's been pretty much a dream of mine for the past, I don't know, like 5 years. And I've just been really getting into it. I play a lot of, like, sports video games. And,
sure.
When they have, like, the commentators and stuff, I've always thought of that as really cool, so...
A 3-2 to Mendoza. He takes inside for ball four. A leadoff walk here in the Peoria half of the third. Tommy Ju, the number nine batter, digs in. So big baseball guy, I take it. Cardinals fan?
Sure. I guess you could say.
Yeah, a big Cardinals fan. Mark is a huge Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. His favorite player is a tie between Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Gorman. First pitch to Ju, misses for a ball. It's 1-0. So did you grow up in the area then, Mark?
I have, yeah. I live around like 45 minutes away.
Okay.
And I've always been a big fan of the Chiefs.
Very good. We like to think we put on a good product here.
Yeah.
Ju squares to bunt. He pushes one foul towards his own dugout. 1-1 the count. 5-1 South Bennett, 4 in the first, 1 in the second. J. Jones homer in the bottom of the second. He raced that run, essentially. Mark Wagner in the booth with us. Purchased one of our Chiefsmiths opportunities this offseason. Here's a jam shot liner towards second. Caught there. The throw to first in time. A double play. Ball got in on the hands of Ju. Mendoza maybe a little tardy getting back to the bag. Didn't have the best read on that ball. Just like that, Hurst dials up two. And here comes Todd Lott. Hurst, a left-hander. His first pitch misses wide for a ball, 1-0. So, Mark, I know it's still early, right, third inning, but anybody stood out to you on either side here in the early going?
Definitely the L.J. Jones homer. That one really stood out.
It's 1-1.
Could help us get back into it. You never know.
L.J., he's hit 7 now.
Yeah.
He's got some pop, no doubt about it. Here's the 1-1. He gets a slowly hit grounder towards third. That's Verdugo over there. Sets his feet and throws a heater to first. Inning over. Chiefs do not score. Leadoff walk does not come back to haunt DJ Hers. He's through three. We're off to the fourth. Mark Wagner going to hop on. He's going to try his play-by-play chops a little bit here in the fourth on the Peoria Chiefs. Streaming Network, keep it here.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom right.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
A series split. The series has not really been even this year. They've had our number 12 of 13. As Caleb Knight steps in, we're going to pass the baton to Mark Wagner. First pitch misses in the dirt, ball one. Mark, right, take it away. He's going to do some play-by-play here in the fourth.
All right, thank you so much, Cody. I appreciate it. All right, Caleb Knight up to bat. Takes the first ball. Next pitch. And I'm just going to call a strike. Caleb Knight, one home run on the season, also 10 RBIs. As it's ball, 2-1.
You know what I'll say, Mark? You came up here with a handwritten scorebook.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
And on the other side, there is just a bunch of, like, batting averages that are wrong as it's a ball called. But, yeah, I had a lot of notes, kind of like batting averages, ERAs, except for that they're different on the scoreboard, so that kind of that's kind of a shot to the call. Strike two, full count.
Three and two the count here on Knight. That's where love goes. His best pitch here, Mark, is usually the slider. He likes that slider with two strikes, and Knight spoiled a couple. Let's see what happens.
And he's going to get him. So that's going to be the first out on Caleb Knight.
Well, he went with the fastball. That was pretty impressive.
Very Love different is, from what he's used to.
That's right. Love is – he's settled in here. A four-run first. Things are a little rocky, but – just trying to keep his team in it. Scott McKeon digs in.
Second baseman digs in. First pitch from Love. And it's going to be called a ball. And next pitch is going to be a strike swing.
Good little let up there for Boston.
So as I see, Austin Love, taken in the 2021 draft, third rounder.
Yeah.
It's pretty good player, if I do say so myself. Called strike two.
I love this.
Yeah.
You want to join the research department here with the Chiefs?
If I could, maybe later on in my life. Next pitch, and it's going to be a swing. Looked like maybe a drop third strike. And that's going to be the second now.
Look, Now Lovis punched out four of his last five batters.
Yeah. Having a pretty big day ever since the, I believe, second inning. First inning wasn't really that big, left four runs across. However, now he's been doing pretty decent. Fouled back for strike one.
Pro Armstrong kid's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he is. 269 batting average, four home run, and that's swing for strike two. Honestly, from what I've seen, he's been doing pretty good. Dropped third strike in the first inning, and also a ground out to second baseman. And speaking of which, that will be close, but it's going to be a ground out to the second baseman.
Hey, Mark. Job well done.
Thank you.
A little foreshadowing there. A 4-3 ground out. Ends the inning. Hernandez to Jones. A 1-2-3-4th. Austin Love, quick and painless for you. Mark, thanks for being here. Appreciate you
taking advantage of the Chiefs. I'm very glad to be here.
Yeah. Thank you for taking advantage.
It's been a pleasure.
It was a lot of fun for me, too. Thank you for taking advantage of our Chiefs miss opportunity. We'll send it to break. 5-1 South Bend here in the fourth. Brendan Howell joins us next. He will take the reins in the middle innings on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Chiefs back to work here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Brady Whalen steps in and ricochets one foul off down the right field line by the Chiefs bullpen. Peoria down 5-1 as we begin the home half of the fourth here. As you just heard, our special guest Mark was in the booth here with Cody. Had some fun up here bottom of the third and into the top of the fourth as Whalen cuts and misses on that one. For a strike two, a ball and two strikes the count now. DJ Hurs, who had been virtually untouchable against the Chiefs earlier this year. He did not allow a run coming into tonight's ballgame. That streak ended at 11 innings after a scoreless first. 1-2 pitch. Whalen chases that one, missed badly. And he's down for strike three to open the home half of the fourth. Second time we've written a K next to Brady Whalen's name tonight in the scorebook, and here's Jacob Buschberger now. The lone Chiefs run tonight came on a solo blast from L.J. Jones, a no-doubter to left center. As Buschberger steps in again, looks at a strike on the outer third, nothing at one. Five runs, five hits for the Cubs to this point. One run, one hit for the Chiefs. An aforementioned home run as Buschberger cuts and misses. Good changeup down and away from Hurs, 0-2. If you're just tuning in, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings tonight as Buschberger takes one down and in, 94 from Hurs on the heater. The Southpaw working quickly. Pitch to Buschberger. Bounced over the mound. Back toward the second baseman. McKeon to his right. Shuffles and fires away. I'll bring in L.J. Jones, the lone member of the Chiefs to have a hit tonight. LJ ready with the bases clear and two away. First pitch from hers. That's down by the shoes for ball one. Cubs entering this game tonight against the Chiefs 13-1 in the season series as Jones watches one skip up to the dish. In the driver's seat, two balls, no strikes here in this at bat. That's something that's pretty hard to do, right? You know, you think baseball's a game where you get a couple of bounces that go your way. You may steal a few ball games as 1-0 pitch missed to Jones. Next one home. Downstairs, but a called strike. Oh, Jones was ready to head down to first base on that one. Misspoke on the last pitch, by the way. That was the 2-0 offering, so it's now 3-1 after that last called strike. Hers out of the wind, rocks and deals. Jones, broken bat looper to left field. It'll hang up for Pinyango on the move to make the catch and retire the sun. Chiefs go 3-up, 3-down in their half of the fourth. Cubs still lead it by 4. It's 5-1. We go to the fifth. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
For the Cubs, top five from downtown Peoria here at Dozer Park. 5-1 our score. South Bend, the visitors on top in game three. Austin Love deals to Fabian Pertuz. He foul tips that one to start us off in the fifth for strike one. Pertuz 2-for-2, couple of singles, a run scored. He's drove in a pair as well. 0-1 from Love, cut on and missed. Pulled a string on him with an off-speed delivery. Nothing in two. So Love, since allowing that run in the second inning, he's really settled in rather nicely. As Pertuz asks for time, he steps out. It was a base hit from Pertuz, was the last run that the Cubs put up after a four-run first. So 2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, tag applied by Stauss for good measure. And Pertuz down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Love. Dating back to the third inning, he's got 5 in all. And 2 to begin the fourth inning. Picks up one here to start off the blast. This one to shortstop, played on the backhand by Mendoza. Long throw across to Jones is a bit high, but he puts the tag on him for the second out on the way by. Mendoza helped out by his teammate over there at first base, Mr. Jones, to save an error and a base runner. So two away now as Owen Casey gets set to dig in. Interesting tidbit here in our stat pack I was able to dig up about Owen Casey. It seems like every time that we've seen Casey, he's just found his way on base time and time again. So the first pitch is in the dirt for ball one. So already worked a walk tonight. Has bounced into a 4-6-3 double play. Here's the 1-0 from Austin Love. Fouled back to the screen. Make it 1-1. Casey against Peoria this year, the average sits at 386 against our Chiefs. All he does is hit. Here's a 1-1. Fastball punched to the screen again. Ricocheted off the padded wall. Ball and two strikes. Love would love to pick up another K. Peering over that tan glove down at Wade Staus. Here's his 1-2 offering. Fastball into the dirt. 2-2. Just had a score flash up on the video board here at Dozer Park that would seem relevant to Cardinals fans. They trail the Dodgers 1-0 at Busch Stadium. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Casey. Another strikeout for Austin Love. Two in the inning. He's got seven total. And he gets them in order. 1-2-3. It's still 5-1. Visitors in front from Dozer Park. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen you crave, cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Francisco Hernandez digs in, waves and misses at the first one from DJ Hurz for strike one. Hernandez, Reichenborn, Wade Staus in the inning, a one pitch inside. Dust Hernandez off the dish, one ball and one strike. Hurz just the one blip on the radar thus far, the solo shot from LJ Jones. That was back in the second inning in which Peoria answered the tally put up by the Cubs. 1-1 from Hurz. Hernandez lofts this one right side. That'll get up out of play and off into foul territory. Hernandez 0-for-1 tonight. Punched out his first time. 1-2 from Hurz. Fights this one off down the line and right. Charging on his Casey toward the line. He won't get there. And nearly step in front of a Nithy's bullpen. One ball, two strikes on the Chiefs second baseman tonight. Was a four-run first by the Cubs. One in the second, but since Austin Love has settled down, he's put up three zeros and allowed the Chiefs to sort of hang around tonight. 1-2 pitch to Hernandez. Late on a curveball into the dirt. Tag applied by the catcher, Aliendo. And down goes Hernandez on strikes for the second time this evening. That'll send Tyler Reichenborn to the dish. Reichenborn trying to jumpstart something for the Chiefs offense. Haven't had a whole heck of a lot of success against Cubs pitching this week. First one from hers. Cut on and missed. Tardy on a fastball for strike one. If you're just tuning in, Brendan Howe here with you tonight through the middle innings. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, 5-1 our score. Cubs on top in game three as Reichenborn takes one outside. A breaking ball tried to nibble at the outside corner. Did hers. Missed. And it's 1-1. Lefty ready. Rocks and deals. Way high and outside. Missed rather badly with that one. Changeup slipped the grip. 2-1. Hers ready to go rather quickly as Reichenborn swats that one foul up over the roof. 2-2. Hers has got some pace to his action tonight. Drops a curveball in for strike three. Reichenborn knew it. Back-to-back punchouts to open the home half of the fifth for Wade Stauss now, who also punched out his last time up. Hers has got six in all. As the Peoria catcher gets set to dig in now. Hers ready. First one to Stauss, a curveball that missed a bit low below the zone. One ball, no strikes. Stauss not a guy that sees playing time every day. When he does, typically makes the most of it as he takes one at the letters. Two balls, no strikes. Stauss, of course, burst onto the scene with Peoria a couple of weeks ago when they were in Quad Cities. Hit two home runs in his first game in a Chiefs uniform. Punches this one to the net for strike one. Two balls and a strike. Stauss, one of three members of this Peoria roster and friends in a game this year. 2-1 pitch. Changeup. Trying to glide it over the inside part of the plate. Missed with it. 3-1 the count. Is ready to go. 3-1. He lost Stauss. And the free pass will continue the inning for Ramon Mendoza now. Who also worked a walk his last time up. So each of the last two batters for Peoria, the following batter has done exactly what their teammate did. In their previous trip to the plate. So here's Mendoza after the Stauss walk. It's not recording official at bat. Back picked at first. The throw is high. It trickles off the glove of Knight into foul ground. No advance for Stauss. It's a high throw from Aliendo. Nearly put a man into scoring position for Peoria. Stauss not the most fleet of foot base runner. And no choice but to stay at first base. Not sure if he really realized where the baseball was. Count 1-0. Hers out of the stretch fires home. Mendoza swings and lifts a towering pop-up into foul ground. Trots the third baseman Verdugo to take that one and retire the side. So the walk does not come back to bite hers. And the Chiefs still stuck on that one tally. That ends the home half of the fifth. Cubs on top by four. 5-1 our score to the sixth. The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Theater. CEFQ. Not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Call to the bullpen as we enter the top half of the sixth from Dozier Park. Austin Love exits the scene. Nathaniel Heredia is on out of the Chiefs bullpen. So he'll face Jake Washer to start it off. Pumps in a strike at the knees. Nothing in one. Verdugo and Aliendo to follow. We'll give you numbers on both Austin Love and the southpaw Heredia in just a moment. Here's the 0-1. Washer punches this one in the air to left center field. Ranging after it, Reichenborn makes the catch. No problem, one away. Give you some stats on Heredia for the year. 2-2 the record, a 3.21 ERA. 47 and two-thirds innings pitch. It's been quite a workload for Heredia out of the Chiefs bullpen. 36 hits, 17 earned runs, 33 walks to 63 punch-outs. He's certainly a strike thrower. Peppers the zone. It's got a lively foot. Starts out Verdugo with a breaker there, nothing in one. Heredia wheels and deals, so one pitch. Tried to find the inside corner and just missed by a hair. It's 1-1. Left-hander pauses. Now the 1-1 pitch down and in. Two balls and a strike on Verdugo, who picked up an RBI on a 6-3 fielder's choice back in the first and since then has flown out to center. Two balls and a strike. Heredia's pitch, up high. Three balls and a strike. Trying to go top shelf with a heater. Missed. Verdugo in the driver's seat, 3-1. There is right-handed action for the Cubs in their bullpen. 3-1 from Heredia. Punch to the screen. That'll fill it to the brim, 3-2. Of course, this game three of the series. The rest of the way, the Cubs will be without their leadoff man, Pete Crow Armstrong, who's headed to the Futures game in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium as the payoff pitch is fouled back. Of course, this South Bend roster, as you've seen for the majority of this week, loaded with talent. Pete Crow Armstrong, just another one of those guys, number three prospect in the Cubs organization. 3-2 pitch in the air to straightaway center field. Ju started in, now backing up a couple of steps. He's got it lined up, and he hauls it down for out number two. I'll bring up Aliendo. 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a strikeout tonight. Give you the final line on Austin Love in just a moment. Following the first pitch to Aliendo, digs in from the right side. First one from Heredia, cut on and missed. Buried a slider down and in. Left-hander set, 0-1 pitch, missed away. Overthrew a fastball off the outside corner. Brings the glove to the chest, now a 1-1. This one poked to shortstop past the dive of Mendoza. It's into left, a base hit. Now Aliendo records his second base knock of the night. He's 2-for-3. That continues the inning for Caleb Knight. Aliendo hit in the seventh spot last night and picked up three hits. He's got two more tonight. 3-for-5 last night, 2-for-3 tonight. He's got three RBIs combined between the couple of games. Not too shabby for Aliendo. Ready his first one tonight. Fouled over the screen and off the overhang and back down to the first row. Look out. Close call. A couple of fans go scrambling after that one. Few covered their heads. Everybody is okay, and that souvenir has been retrieved. All signals go. Here's the 0-1. Breaker missed outside. The final line on Austin Love is promised. 5 runs over 5 innings on 5 hits, a walk and 8 strikeouts, a couple shy of his season high mark of 10. Ready to go on a 1-1. Fastball missed inwards. 2 balls and a strike on Knight, who's 0 for 2. Bounced out to third and whiffed to begin the fourth. Heredia, here's his 2-1. Missed inside, 3 balls and a strike. Chiefs bullpen trying to hold this deficit right where it's at. 5-1 our score currently. They have just one hit. LJ Jones solo home run. 3-1. Missed downstairs. That's for the first time tonight. And South Bend. Couple of two-out base runners for the number 9 man, Scott McKeon, here. McKeon hit by a pitch, scored in the second, struck out in the fourth. He is tonight's hardy strikeout batter of the game, so one row in the ballpark is already happy. They're walking out with free hardies. Chance to redeem that ticket tomorrow. See if we can make it a full section. We'll get the Chiefs back to the plate if Heredia can punch him out. First one from the tall lefty. Fouled away off to the right. Up and out of the confines of Dozier Park. Beautiful night here in downtown Peoria. Slight breeze blowing from right to left at the moment. Sun starting to recede as we approach dusk. There's an 0-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. Nothing in two. Now, despite the games not going the way of the Chiefs, we've been treated to some excellent weather here this week. Not too hot. The humidity sort of subsided a little bit. Knock on wood. Fingers crossed. No rain. Although I probably just jinxed us there. There's an 0-2. It's cut on and missed. Strike 3. Heredia gets the punch out. Second for the Hardy strikeout batter tonight. And that gets the Chiefs back to the dish. They trail things 5-1 here at home from Dozier Park. Bottom 6 coming your way next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
Your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Tommy Jew set to dig in to lead it off for the Chiefs in their half of the sixth. Julie called to the bullpen now as it's a bullpen game for both sides from here on out. It's the right-hander Brad Depperman on for the Cubs as Tommy swings at the first one and lifts it foul right side out of play, nothing at one. So Herz's night comes to an end after 5 strong innings. Just a run on the one hit, 2 walks, and 6 Ks for the Cubs southpaw. He continues to dominate against this Peoria lineup. And turns it over to Depperman, see what he can do. He gets a swing and a miss from Jew there. Tied him up with a high heater. Depperman features four-pitch mix, pretty standard. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He's got Tommy Jew down, nothing in two. Pitch home. Wave and a miss, strike three. Not a bad start for Depperman out of the bullpen. Back to the top of the order for Todd Lott now. Lott 0 for 2. Lifted one to center field and then bounced out to third. First one home. Lott swings, bloops this one down the right side and foul into the seats. Peoria trying to just muster up any sort of offense. Cubs pitching has been stifling in this series. They're known to slap the ball around the yard offensively. That's not a surprise. It's the pitching that has just been all over Peoria. Not only in this series, but all season, right? I mean, when you win 13 of 14 games to start a season series, that's usually pretty telling of just how dominant top to bottom you've been. There's a lot of waves and misses at that one, 1-2. Lott ready, 1-2 offering. Swings at that one and lifts a towering shot into shallow right field. Coming on is Casey. Back is the second baseman. It's McKeon to make the catch on the move to his left. He had a long way to go to get to that one. Covered a lot of ground in a short period of time, but he reels it in for the out. And I'll bring in Brady Whalen. I misspoke. That is not Brad Depperman on the mound. That is Michael McAveen. We had a bit of a mix-up on the Cubs game notes as Whalen sends this one deep down the right field line but hooking foul. And the Cubs game notes number 33 is Brad Depperman. On the roster, it is Michael McAveen. So that is the official word. Depperman is listed on the IL as of right now as Whalen cuts and misses. Quickly 0-2 on the Chiefs DH. Pitch for McAveen. Trying to put him away. Missed the corner just barely. 1-2. Chiefs in search of a base runner to get it to Bushberger, who waits on deck. He's had one heck of a month of July. Trying to give him a chance. 1-2. Off the corner. Count levels up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. McAveen shrunks the shoulders. Now comes Set. Here's his 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Whalen. He chased one out of the zone. Two Ks in the inning for McAveen. Whalen, a hat trick on strikes tonight. Chiefs go in order 1-2-3 without a whimper in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Top of the order for South Bend in the top of the seventh. Getting a little bit later here from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. 5-1 our score. Pete Crow Armstrong set to lead it off. A lefty-lefty battle against Nathaniel Heredia. First pitch of the inning, a breaking ball right down central to start us out. It's nothing in one. Crow Armstrong, Fabian Pertuzio, Hendrick Piñango. Top three in the South Bend order in the seventh as Crow Armstrong bounces this one foul. Softly toward the Chiefs dugout for strike two. Heredia was able to work a clean sixth. Came on in relief of Austin Love, who worked five innings tonight. Heredia's 0-2. Just down and away. Put a slider into the right-handed batter's box. Crow Armstrong wouldn't chase that one. One ball, two strikes. One, two from the big lefty. Cut on and missed strike three. Crow Armstrong was way out in front of that off speed. One gone in the seventh. Here's Fabian Pertuz. Two for three with a couple of hits and a couple of runs batted in for Pertuz out of the number two spot. He started the week a bit slow. Shows bunt here, pulls it back, but a called strike anyways on the inner half. He was hitless in game number one. He was 0 for 6 with three strikeouts, and then the night after he was 2 for 6 with a pair of strikeouts and an RBI. And tonight, picked up two hits in his first three at-bats as he watches one go by off the dish there. 1-1. Heredia trying to put him away for the second time when one pitch dusts him off the plate. Two balls and a strike on an inside heater. Already appears down to Stouse for a sign. He's got one. Lifts the leg and fires a 2-1. Pertuz sends this one on a hop to short. Mendoza on the backhand throw across in time. And there's two gone. Rather quickly in the visitor's half of the seventh for Yohendrick Piñango. Piñango, much like Pertuz, pair of hits, scored a run, has not driven in one, however, 2 for 3 on the night. First one from Heredia, fastball high and in for a ball, 1-0. May have to save this story for the seventh, but this is definitely a good one that I want to try and work in tonight. 1-0 pitch missed off the dish, 2-0. Saw it on Twitter today and just kind of scrolling through, trying to find some banter for tonight and some tidbits to work into the broadcast for you folks. And this one caught my eye. 2-0 from Heredia is tapped at the dish, foul, 2-1. We may have some time here. The field in Finland with no fence. Now, I'm not sure if this was part of a league or if it was an organized game or, you know, whatever it was. But this gentleman made a fine catch. 2-1 from Heredia. Bounced toward third base. Buschberger plays it on a hop. Shuffles and fires. And a low throw, but helped out by Jones on the back end of the play. For the third and final out, we'll finish our story about Finland when we return. 3-up, 3-down for Heredia in the seventh. 5-1 Cubs. Chiefs to the plate. We stretch from Dozer Park. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my CEFQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bottom seven, Jacob Buschberger, LJ Jones, Francisco Hernandez, 3-4-5, the heart of the Chiefs' order due up. Here in the bottom of the seventh, they trail it by 4. Score is 5-1, South Bend on top in game 3 of the series. We have another Julie call to the pen to report to you. It's Riley Martin on for South Bend, southpaw, 6'1", 215. He's an Illinois native out of Salem, was a sixth-round draft pick by the Cubs. Buschberger stands in. 0-for-2, looking for his first hit of the night. Goes first pitch swinging and lofts this night, ranging over. And he won't have a play as that one becomes a souvenir. Nothing at one. Martin comes on in relief of McAvain, who worked a perfect inning. A couple of strikeouts for him. Seems like Buschberger has quite the cheering section down there, section 108. Chance of Jacob, 0-1. Sends this one down the right field side as well. Right fielder Casey ranging over toward the berm, and that one will get up onto the grass. Nothing in two on Buschberger. Some figures on Martin for the year. 16th appearance in South Bend, 5-3 record, a 3.78 ERA. He's been pretty reliable out of the South Bend bullpen. Buschberger trying to be the catalyst in the seventh for Peoria. Martin ready, 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Good take from Buschberger to not chase that one. If you were with us in the top of the seventh, or if you're just tuning in now, we'll rehash this story, something that I came across on Twitter this afternoon. Prepping for tonight's ballgame. 1-2 pitch to Buschberger. Softly grounded to short, charging in the shortstop for twos. High throw! It takes him off the bag, and Buschberger's going to reach on the error. Knight had to climb up the ladder to get that one, and that puts a runner on for LJ Jones. Pertuz sent a rocket over to first base. Buschberger was busting it down the line. Pertuz may have put a little bit too much mustard on that one. Took Knight off the base, and Jones now with an opportunity with a runner on and nobody out. Into what looked like a pretty routine play. First pitch from Martin. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. Now the tidbit that I had come across on Twitter was this baseball field in Finland, which is surrounded by a river where a fence would be. 1-0 pitch to Jones. Slow roller toward third base. Verdugo charges. His only play would be to first, but it's going to be a foul ball ruled by home plate umpire Jared Molman. It's a very slow developing play. Wasn't called a foul ball right away. Jared Molman all over that one for a strike to even the count, 1-1 on Jones. And this field, this gentleman went ranging back on a deep fly ball, and I'm not sure if this was an organized game or whether it was just an unfortunate play for this young man, but he made a fine diving catch and then tumbled into the river, slid over the edge of the field of play and into the water bank as Jones cuts and misses on a low breaker, 1-2. But the best part about this video was it wasn't the fact that He still made the play while taking a swim. It was the fact that they had a camera set up on a tree hanging over the river like they expect these kinds of plays to happen often. As Jones takes one down and in, 2 balls, 2 strikes on him now. So that was the comical part of the play. And it's almost like they expect these kinds of things to happen, so they're prepared now. They've got the lenses all over the ballpark as a 2-2 fouled away by Jones. Chiefs with an opportunity to try and do some damage here and chip away in the bottom of the seventh. They trail 5-1 right now. South Bend with a win would take 14 of the first 15 contests this year over our Chiefs. 2-2 to Jones. Foul tipped at the plate. Just got a piece to hang tough and stay alive. Not sure. I'll have to figure out if that league in Finland has any ballpark regulations. An atmosphere that is, as Jones again gets a piece to foul it off and hang tough with Martin. Jones is responsible for just the one hit that the Chiefs have tonight. It was a solo home run. Took an inside fastball over the left center field fence. Next 2-2 for Martin, but before that, a look to first base as Buschberger goes back standing up. A video from Finland got me to thinking about just what are the best ballparks in the country that we have at our disposal as Jones taps that one. Got a piece of the catcher Aliendo at the plate. Jared Molman will walk a baseball halfway between the mound and the plate, flip it back to Martin to give Aliendo some time to recuperate behind the dish after taking that one off the left leg. Now here in the States, we have some fine ballparks. And it's not just at the major league level. There are some gorgeous ballparks across the minor leagues, across college baseball, even some high school stadiums in those states that really rally around those high school teams as Jones, hot shot to third base, cut by Verdugo to second for one, on to first, a double play, a good pick from Knight on the back end of the turn. 5-4-3. So that error quickly erased. And two gone for Francisco Hernandez now. Hernandez 0-for-2, a couple of punch-outs. First time seeing Martin tonight as he stands in from the right side. First pitch to him. Fastball over the corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Feel free to tweet at us, by the way. Brendan Howe, PXP. Cody Schindler, underscore. I think I have that right. 0-1. Fastball high and away. Let us know what your favorite ballparks to catch a game at are. Obviously besides Dozier Park, because, you know, how can you beat this place? Minor leagues by Ballpark Digest. 2-1 pitch missed outside. 2 balls and a strike. And there are some gems across the minor leagues at all levels. Not just the high A level, but all the way up through AAA. 2-1, they count to Hernandez. Pitch home. In there for a strike on the outside corner. Francisco didn't like it. Backed out of the box. Taps the plate once and he's ready to go as Martin gets his sign and comes set at the belt. 2-1 delivery. That's a breaker at the knees. A called strike three. Hernandez goes down looking. And that ends the seventh for the Chiefs without a whimper. 5-1 South Bend as we go to the eighth. Cody Schindler will return to the mic in just a moment. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Surprise, I'm back for the eighth. Brendan Howe here with you. Gianluca Delandri on, and a Julie call to the pen for the Chiefs. 5-1 our score, South Bend with the edge. Owen Casey digs in and takes a look at ball one. Down and in. Casey, Washer, Verdugo for the Cubs here in their half of the eighth. 1-0 offering from Delandri. Catches the corner with for a strike. Fastball painted the edge. 1-2 the record for Gianluca this season. A 1.59 saves on the year as well. Was used in a closer role at the beginning of his Chiefs stint. 1-1 sails to the backstop. Up over the glove of Staus. And back to the netting, it's 2-1. Delandri, 17 innings on the year, 9 hits, 3 earned runs, 7 walks to 20 Ks. It's been very sharp out of the bullpen for the Chiefs. Trying to hold this deficit and give Peoria a fighter's chance late tonight. 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Casey behind on a lively heater. Pumped that one by him at 93, but looked a lot harder than that. Had some late life. 2-2 from the right-hander. Here it comes. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Casey down on strikes for the second time tonight. That'll bring up Jake Washer. Washer is one of two members of the Cubs lineup to not reach base yet tonight in some form or fashion. Two strikeouts and a flyout to Reichenborn and left. The other is Luis Verdugo, although he does have an RBI. It was on a fielder's choice. First pitch, a breaking ball, missed inside, 1-0. And Delandri comes on for Nathaniel Heredia. We'll give you his final line in just a moment. Delandri set at the chest, the 1-0 to Washer. That breaking ball just missed the inside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Went back to that same spot. Couldn't pick up the call. Delandri. A breath. Kicks and fires on 2-0. It's downstairs. Three balls, no strikes now. Heredia. A couple innings for him out of the pen tonight. No runs on just one hit, a walk, and a pair of strikeouts. That'll certainly help out his already low ERA this year. 3-0 pitch. Inside for ball four. One out walk, and Washer is aboard for the first time tonight. Perhaps it was a jinx on my part. Here comes Luis Verdugo. That fielder's choice that drove home a run, the aforementioned RBI that Verdugo has, that was back in the first inning. Since then, it's been a pair of flyouts to Tommy Ju in center field. First one from Delandri. That misses. Oh, delayed called strike. A low one, in fact. Pitcher's pitch there for Delandri. Nothing in one. Right at the knees. Right-hander set for an 0-1. Before that, a look to first. And back in with a head-first dive goes Washer. Pretty sizable crowd out there on the grass in left field on the berm. A couple of large gatherings underneath the umbrellas tonight. 0-1, right back where it came from, but Hernandez snags it. Back pick to first is off the glove of Jones at a foul ground. They nearly doubled off Washer at first. Delatry hit the deck. That was a screamer back over the mound, but a fine play by Hernandez to climb up and snag that one. What a turn that would have been to end the top of the eighth. That ball was smashed by Verdugo. And the athleticism from Hernandez to go up the ladder and make that catch. And the awareness to make a close play at first. Jones was just unable to handle the throw. Next man up is Aliendo. He pops this one into shallow left. Backing up Mendoza to shortstop. In comes Reichenborn. He makes the catch on the run toward the infield to end the inning. So the walk does not come back to bite Delatry. Chiefs still trail at 5-1, though. They need something to happen here. Bottom of the eighth. Now Cody Schindler will be back. I promise you, on the other side of the break, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Cody Schindler back with you. Been an uneventful ball game, hasn't it? Since the second inning, the teams traded runs in the second. Otherwise, goose eggs. 5-1 South Bend. They look for their eighth straight win against us. And they go for their third win in this series. First pitch from Riley Martin, a strike on the outside edge. A left-hander out for his second inning of work. Used a double play to his advantage in the seventh. 0-1 curveball in for a strike. It's nothing and two. Perhaps a slider. They had it at 86 in the radar gun. It looked more curvish to me. Regardless, it's nothing to the next pitch. Misses wide. One ball and two strikes. Count on Reichenborn. Here's the next pitch. Breaking ball. That one missed off the edge. Good try. A good spot. Decent place to miss, certainly. 2-2 the count. Martin has his signal, the next pitch. Reichenborn wraps it on the ground towards the hole in the left side. Backhanded Pertus. What a play. Throw across the diamond is in time. That ball took a late hop on him. He made the adjustment and fired to first in time to retire Reichenborn, who runs well. One away here, Stouse, lefty to lefty. Catcher 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Takes the first pitch low, 1-0. Chiefs have just one hit in the ballgame. It was a home run. Well, Jay Jones is seventh of the year. 1-0 pitch. Stauss fouls it at the plate, in and out of the mitt of Aliendo. Count 1-1. Quick moving ball game. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the next pitch. This is inside. 2-1. It's been a beautiful night for baseball. Stauss a wave and a miss. It's now 2-2. Hopefully this weather continues. They're saying that some precipitation might roll in the next couple of days. Hopefully that is not the case. 2-2. Stauss, a foul at the plate. Bit of a battle brewing here. Martin with the long blonde hair flowing from underneath his ball cap. 2-2 pitch is grounded sharply to first. Gloved by Knight, he wins the race to the bag, and there are two away. As always, let's check in with our handy-dandy baseball encyclopedia. 2,000 pages of knowledge. Started this up this week, where we open to a random page and we tell you about a random baseball player. How about Cleon Jones? Does that name ring a bell to anybody? Cleon Jones. First pitch to Ramon Mendoza misses for a ball. 1-0. Cleon, born August 4th, 1942, Plateau, Alabama. Spent most of his career with the New York Mets. 1-0 Bender drops in for a strike. Count even at one apiece. Cleon's best season perhaps came in 1969. 1-1 fouled into the mitt. It's 1-2. How about a .340 batting average? In 137 games, he hit 12 homers, drove in 75. He walked more than he struck out and swiped 16 bags. A time called prior to the 1-2 pitch. He finished with 1,196 career hits. Played 13 seasons, 12 with the Mets. Also played 12 games in the World Series in his career. And 11 for 47. Two pitch misses wide, two balls and two strikes. Cleon, 80 years old, just celebrated his 80th birthday last month. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike three. Martin works through the eighth. By the way, Cleon, he was, all right, so there you go, that was certainly his best year. A long career, and he finished with a career WAR of 18. Not too shabby, Cleon Jones, our encyclopedia player of the ball game. We go to the ninth, all Cubs. 5-1 on the Pure HE streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Top of the ninth inning for Dozier Park in downtown Peoria, 5-1 in favor of the Cubs. folks on this Thirsty Thursday particularly enjoying the song Sweet Caroline. Knight, McKeon, and Crow Armstrong, the scheduled batters, 8-9-1 in their order. The first pitch is a called strike. Delatry is second inning of work to get ahead of Knight, who is 0-for-2 with a free pass this evening. Here's the next one home. It misses down and away. 1-1. South Bend would move to 12 over .500 on the year if they can hang on in the ninth. Country's 1-1 is skied on the infield. Now foul territory. Will this stay in play for the catcher, Stouse? It does, but he can't reel it in. Ball and two strikes on Knight, who earns a second chance. Cubs would also improve to 14-4 in the second half with a win. They would be up 9 games on us. Autry's 1-2, a line shot, leaping grab by the second baseman Hernandez, nearly a carbon copy of his play in the eighth. Not too shabby. Tell you what, Francisco, he can really glove it. One away, here's Scott McKeon. There is action in the South Bend pen, a right-hander throwing. This pitch to McKeon misses wide for ball one. McKeon bats on the right side. Delatry set. 1-0. There's a strike call on the outside edge. 1-1. Five, one Cubs. We're in the top of the ninth. Next pitch. Can a little roller foul. 1-2. Autry. And he's one of the more deliberate workers between pitches. 1-2 delivery. Ring him up. Strike three. Grazed the outside corner. Come on, hey! Everybody wins free Hardys with that punch out. All right. Yeah. This night is salvaged, folks. Salvaged, I tell you. Pete Crow Armstrong, the batter, his fifth chance. He does not have a hit tonight. That's rare. I'm sure would love to keep him out of the hit column. Fouls the first pitch back to the netting. 0-1. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Chiefs will send Jew, Lott, and Whalen to the plate. One serve, Crow Armstrong fouls it away right side. This will be a souvenir. Crow Armstrong will not be with the team the rest of the week. He will take part in the Futures game. Cardinals have two representatives, former Chiefs Jordan Walker and Mason Wynn. Strike delivery, check swing. Crow Armstrong did not offer. 1-2 the count. Wind has shifted, now blowing more right to left. Haven't seen much of that this week. Here's the next pitch from Delatry, up and in. Two balls and two strikes. Gianluca has allowed just one base runner through an inning and two-thirds. He surrendered a one-out walk to Jake Washer. Two and two, the right-hander to the plate. Backdoor slider, and it just missed. Certainly could have been. Said the count's full, 3-2. It's a good miss. Crow Armstrong was rung up on a backdoor slider the other day from Jonas Rodriguez. See where DeLotry goes here. The payoff delivery. Swing and a foul left side. We'll do it again. DeLotry looking for a 1-2-3 ninth. Chiefs feel like he'd have at least a puncher's chance in the ninth. Another 3-2 and another foul back from Crow Armstrong. 20 years old, but don't necessarily feel like he's overmatched at this level. He's just a tough guy to strike out. Another 3-2. And he gets rung up. Strike three called. Crow Armstrong thought it was low. Here comes Lance Reimel. I'm not sure if he just wants to get his guy back to the dugout as much as anything, or if he wants to have a few words with Jared Mulman. I think it was more the first option. Both men head back to the dugout without any incident. We're off to the bottom of the ninth. Julie Call to the pen. A right-hander on for South Bend. Peoria Chiefs streaming up.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Julie Call to the pen as Juaniel Nunez is on. Hard-throwing right-hander. Give you the numbers on him. Where's number 30? 5-3 with a 3-9-0. This will be his 24th appearance, which ties him for the team lead. 32 1/3 innings pitch. 24 hits, 14 runs, all earned, 18 walks to 35 Ks. Opponents hitting just 203 against him. 9-1-2 in the Peoria order due. Chasing 4. 5 runs would send him home. First pitch from Nunez, a strike called at 97. Game 3 of this series. Chiefs looking to rally late. The 0-1 delivery misses high, 1-1. Do it again tomorrow, 6:35. First pitch. The probables in just a moment. Takes wide. Now 2 balls and a strike. It will be Manuel Espinoza for South Bend. Seen a bunch of him. Zane Mills on the bump for our Chiefs. Again, 6:35 first pitch. Brennan Howe will get you set with the pregame show at 6:20. Next pitch to Tommy. Driven in the air to left center. Armstrong over. He makes the catch. Crow Armstrong, that is. One away. You don't normally see the center fielder go and track that one down. It's a fantastic defender as well. We say this with kindness. One out, here's Lottie. Takes low for a ball, 1-0. sure he's a nice gentleman. 1-0 the count. Nunez the lot. Pitch misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. South Bend 4 in the first, 1 in the second. It's been more than enough. Chiefs 1 run on just 1 hit, a solo homer. We did that to Beloit last week. 2-0 offering runs up and in. 3 balls and no strikes. Edgar Manzo took the loss last night. 2 starts ago against Beloit, he took a no-hitter into the 7th. Gave up a solo homer to Will Banfield. Gianluca Delatri got the final 9 outs without allowing another hit. 3-0 serve. That one inside, ball 4. 4-pitch walk. Lot aboard for the first time tonight. That brings the DH Brady Whalen to the plate. Also looking for his first reach. Nunez working from the stretch. First pitch to Whalen. Grazes the outside edge. 0-1. Nunez comes set. Rests the glove belly button high. 0-1. Breaker down and in. A ball and a strike. Whalen able to lay off that back footer. Seems like the pitch of choice nowadays, right? You go to a breaking ball, if you're a lefty, you throw it down and in to get a right-hander to swing over the top of it, and vice versa in this case. Nunez, a right-handed thrower. 1-1 out, the 1-1. Whalen swings and fouls it back. 1-2 now. Nunez, Pier, now set. Long delay, now the 1-2, and misses high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lott, runner at first. He has some speed, but not really a running situation trailing 4. 2-2 pitch. Whalen hits one slowly on the ground towards second. Spinning and throwing to second, McKeon. Throw beats Lott. We're out number 2. Todd was kind of in between. Let that ball get through. He didn't want to get clipped and become an automatic out. But as a result, they had a force out there that they may not have had. And he ran from the get-go. Those are quick decision plays, right? You don't have a whole lot of time to really think about things. Buschberger takes ball 1. Buschberger looking for his first hit. Well, the 1-0. There's a strike called on the outside edge, 1-1. Whalen the runner at second. Chiefs down to their last out tonight. Nunez to the dish. Missed down, 2-1. He needs 3 miles per hour, the breaking ball. L.J. Jones provided the offense with a solo homer in the second. He's the on-deck batter. 2-1 pitch. Buschberger, a line drive, base hit in the right. Whalen will jam on the brakes at second. Jones to the plate. Deck circle. That's really all you can ask, right? Try and run to the plate, give him a chance. 2-on, 2 out for L.J. Now a meeting on the mound between Aliendo and Nunez.
Now
Nunez. First pitch inside, ball one. Two on, two out. Chiefs trying to make it exciting. Next pitch, that one in for a ball. 2-0. Osvaldo Tobalin, he is stretching it out in that Chiefs dugout. Perhaps he could be called upon to pinch hit if necessary. Jones way ahead, 2-0. Here's the next pitch from Nunez, and it's wide for ball three. Nunez has been 97-98 with that heater much of the inning. All of a sudden, it's been a little erratic. Jones taking all the way here. Three and oh, Nunez. Ball four. Now that 27th out can be the most elusive sometimes. That proves true tonight as Tony Coghlan, their pitching coach, makes his first trip to the mound all series. Tyler Infield will join him. And look at this. As well. Get this AB. He will bat for Hernandez. Much as anything, this is a platoon situation, right? Get the lefty up there to face the hard-throwing right-hander. Tobalin will pinch hit. Once this meeting concludes, Chiefs will have the bases full. Two outs here in the bottom of the ninth and the tying run at the plate. A long meeting. So Tobalin announced. Left-handed batter. Step in. Hold everything here. Nunez. Set at the belt, the pitch. In the dirt. What a pick by Aliendo. Fake the throw to third, but nobody was in the vicinity. 1-0. Could the Chiefs find a way to get the tying run on base? Would be the next step. Your mind wanders to a grand slam, but you can still pass the baton, right? 1-0 from Nunez. Low for a ball. Aliendo couldn't squeeze it. 2-0. South Bend bullpen remains quiet. Nunez, Zenning. Until further notice. 2-0 pitch outside. 3-0. Cardinal fans making a little noise. Tobalin taking all the way here. Comes a 3-0. Main Street strike. Nunez. Split the plate. It's 3-1. 99 on the radar gun. Looks very effortless from Nunez, but he's worked himself into a bit of a bind. He is one out away, however. 3-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Tobalin was trying to tie the ball game, and now things get really interesting. Bases loaded, two outs, 3-2 the count, with the tying run at the plate. The runners will be in motion. Nunez set. Right-hander. Fires home. Tovalina, broken bat liner. It's picked off the dirt by the shortstop, Pertuz. His throw to first is in time. And that's the ball game. Chiefs made it interesting late, but the Cubs find a way to win it yet again. 5-1 the final. Clyburn Rondon had the call at first, a bang-bang play. Certainly heard some boos from the Chiefs faithful. And, well, Peoria made it interesting late. They come up short. Tonight, that's their fifth straight loss and their eighth consecutive loss at the hands of South Bend. That dates back to final. South Bend improves to 14-4 in the second half with a win, dropping us to 5-13. Already a 9-game spread between the first place Cubs and our Chiefs. Does it for me, 5-1 the final. Do it again tomorrow at 6:35. Until then, this is Cody Schindler saying so long from Dozier Park in downtown Peoria. Ever you found us, it's greatly appreciated. Brendan Howe will wrap things up on the postgame show when we return. Cubs win it tonight. Brendan, next.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria Chiefs postgame show. We just wrapped up a 5-1 ball game. South Bend takes the victory tonight. Game 3 of the series. They lead it 3-0 now over our Chiefs. They pick up their 14th win in 15 tries over Peoria in the 2022 season. They have dominated the series. They go up 3-0 tonight in their victory. They do it on 5 runs, 6 hits, and 1 hits. And no errors. There wasn't much down the stretch tonight, but Peoria did make it interesting late in the ballgame in the ninth. We will get to that in just a couple of minutes. Let's start out with the South Bend first inning. They've now scored an abundance of runs in the first inning tonight. They scored 4 in the first inning tonight, 6 in the first inning last night, and 1 in game 1. They have now scored 11 first inning runs. They've certainly gotten off to hot starts here at Dozier Park this week. They did it on 4 runs tonight. They brought 8 men to the plate. It was a Fabian Pertuz RBI base hit to score Pete Crow Armstrong. Just 2 batters into the game once again here tonight to get the scoring started for the Cubs. Fielder's choice from Luis Verdugo later in the inning. That made it a 2-0 ball game. And then Pablo Aliendo had an RBI base hit to bring home 2 more. That made it a 4-0 game. South Bend would tack on their 5th and final run in the second inning tonight. An RBI hit from Fabian Pertuz, who was 2-for-4 all in all. Those were his only 2 hits in the first couple of frames. That made it a 5-0 South Bend lead. Peoria then would come up in the bottom of the second, and L.J. Jones, he has been a great fastball hitter all year. He continued to be here tonight, launched a no-doubter over the Xfinity sign in left center field, up onto the berm and into the party deck. He was all over that 1-0 fastball from D.J. Hurst, who all in all had a great outing tonight. He went 5 innings, just 1 hit, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 Ks. He earns the victory for Austin Love. He soaks up the loss. 5 innings, 5 runs on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 8 punchouts, just a couple shy of his season high of 10. Peoria did make it interesting, though. It was all zeros from the third inning all the way through the end of the ballgame. But Peoria loaded up the bases in the ninth, and a close play at first base ended the ballgame. Todd Lott worked a walk, followed by a Brady Whalen fielder's choice that was made it a one-on-one-out situation. Jacob Buschberger with a base hit into right field. L.J. Jones then walked to load the bases for Osvaldo Tovelin with two outs, and he would hit a weird nubber towards second base as Scott McKeon slid to his right to pick it up on the broken bat. He avoided the debris, picked it up. Schelling was busting it down the line. It was a very, very close play at first base, but ultimately was ruled out, and that ended the ball game tonight. This ball game was played in front of 2,291 spectators in 2 hours and 17 minutes, our quickest game of the week, one of the faster ones of the year. Power of the pitch clock, folks. With the win, South Bend improves to 14-4 in the second half, 48-36 overall on the season. They've won four straight. Peoria drops to a new season worst, 18 games below 500, 33-51 as their woes against the Cubs continue, 5-13 now. In the latter half of the 2022 season, they have dropped five in a row. They will be back at it again tomorrow. First pitch set for 6:35. Zane Mills set to get the ball for our Chiefs in that one. And we will do it again once more tomorrow. Pre-game show begins at 6:35. Our pitching matchup, Espinoza for the Cubs, and, of course, Mills, the aforementioned right-hander for our Chiefs. Pre-game show begins at 6:20 right here. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, followed by First Pitch at 6:35. Orange Barrels tomorrow, the alter ego for the Chiefs, gets set to take the field against the Cubs. We will try it one more time, trying to pick up a victory against their rivals. First pitch once more, 6:35 tomorrow. Pre-game show begins at 6:20 with me right here at Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. That does it for us tonight in our coverage of Game 3 of the series. South Bend wins it. Final 5-1 tonight. For the entire Chiefs media staff and Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe saying thank you and so long from downtown Peoria.